Next is a progress on Barbara Ha. H-A-W is the last name. Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Place is Argentine Care Center. It's A-R-G-E-N-T-I-N-E and Care, C-A-R-E Center, C-E-N-T-E-R. Date was April 20th, 2023. New Paris, Mrs. Ha was seen regarding stroke history, comma. History of congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus type 2. History of anxiety and depression and debility. Comparative history. Mrs. Ha's baseline with respect to her left hemiplegia was very severe and she's not ambulatory, period. She has poverty of speech and evidence of dementia, period. She was not oriented. She denied any pain or dyspnea and her blood sugars. Have not really been checked lately, but there's no hypoglycemic symptoms, period. She denies any dyspnea. There's no evidence of shortness of breath or pain or discomfort when seen, period. New paragraph, review of systems is unremarkable from her examination. She's debilitated, not distressed. Blood pressure 108 over 51, pulse 67, aspirate rate 17, temperature 97.5, O2 saturation 94%. Head and neck, oral mucosa normal, otherwise unremarkable. Lungs, poor effort to breathe, no wheezes or crackles in auscultation period. No accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal as well as 2, no gap, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. New paragraph assessment of implant 1, Mrs. Ha has history of stroke with left hemiplegia and severe debility, period. Alkaline aspirin 81 milligrams daily plus Plavix 75 milligrams daily, period. 2, she has hypertension controlled with lisinopril 40 milligrams daily and carvedilol 6.25 milligrams twice a day, period. 3, she has congestive heart failure also and is on the lisinopril and carvedilol. Period. I'll continue the current overall plan, period. Oh, I'll put down 4. She has, change that. She has history of seizures, stable trileptal, 600 milligrams twice a day. 5, she has history of depression and anxiety, and I will continue. Lexapro, 10 milligrams daily. Period. We're all continuing the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.